each meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Good afternoon, listeners. I'm Loretta Frelick, and I'm welcoming you to today's Winds of Change. And as I usually am accompanied by my partner, Mary Fiorito, she is off today, and with very good reason. She is celebrating Cardinal George's 8th anniversary of his death, and just a wonderful, wonderful, holy man of God, and such an amazing listener. And he will, he won't be here because we know he's celebrating in heaven, but Mary will be with others celebrating his life at St. John Cantius tonight. And also, there will also be a book signing of the biography that Michael Hyland, as you recall, he's been a guest on our show, wrote, called Glorifying Christ. And boy, if there was somebody that glorified Christ, it was Cardinal George. And we all have our own story, but Mary, as you know, was his personal assistant. And so she's got way more stories, and they're probably way better than any of ours. But anyway, so we just thank God for the gift of the life of Cardinal George here in our church. And we wish all those who celebrate his anniversary peace, that he is with the Lord now, and that intercedes for us. And also, as we continue this day, this is we just celebrated Divine Mercy Sunday, right? Everybody's all squeaky clean. We all said our chaplet, and we received the blessing of the gift of confession. So we want to just give a shout-out to all of our priests who took the afternoon after slaving over a hot altar at our masses. They then spent the hour in the confessional, hearing our confessions, that we might remove the sin, the stain of sin, and just come closer to our Lord. And so it is our blessing to continue through Easter, the next 40 days about, to Pentecost. And we've got some exciting things that we're going to talk about. Also, we wanted to recognize Mary. Mary was recently, she had a guest appearance on Channel 11 WTTW, our local public station here in Chicago, where she debated a woman regarding the good or bad of the court's ruling. As you recall, there's two courts rulings, one in Texas and one in Washington State. And it's over the drug, the abortion drugs, mifepristone and misoprostol. And in doing some reading, that's RU486. I did not know that. So it is the chemical abortion that allows a mother to kill her baby in her womb by just taking pills. So we want to continue to pray for the success of the court ruling in Texas and the overturning of the court ruling in Washington. And, Mayor, we just really want to congratulate you. You did a fabulous job. And so we move on to, we want to continue our prayers. And if ever I'm here, we're always praying for the continued health and protection of Cardinal Zen in China. And China, I know you're going to all be surprised. China has violated the Vatican Agreement again, and they've named another bishop without the consult of the Vatican. So these are people that are not keeping their words, and they're also Cardinal Zun's personal health and his ministry is at risk in a nation that is not protective of him. We also want to pray for Nicaraguan Bishop Rolando Alvarez, who was given the opportunity to get on a flight to freedom to Washington, D.C., with 222 other dissidents. He chose to stay with his people in Nicaragua, and he was immediately convicted of crimes against the state and taken to Modelo prison. So we want to continue to pray for Bishop Rolando Alvarez and all of the other dissidents in that prison. But we also want to pray for the conversion of President Daniel Ortega. We want to pray for his conversion of heart to love the Lord Jesus. And so those are all the things that we want to start out the day with. And it's going to be a great show because I have been teasing you listeners for forever about hearing about a real, true, true life resurrection. And so with that, we want to welcome Maria Vadilla to the show. Maria, are you there?
Hi, Loretta, and hi, everybody. It's so good to be with all of you this morning. Yes, I have a wonderful testimony, and should I share with the people now?
Well, how about, Maria, can you just share with the people who you are? Because if ever there was a friend of the show who by now would have at least 12 coffee mugs, if we had them, you would be that guest. So maybe, though, for somebody who hasn't heard you, can you just briefly tell us who you are?
I'm a daughter of the Most High God.
Love it.
That's who I am. I'm loved by the Lord, and I'm his favorite.
Maybe I am. I think I might be.
Yes, everyone. Feel like you're God's favorite because that's what his love is all about. Anyways, I met Jesus. I had an encounter with the Lord in 1987, and I was empowered with the Holy Spirit at that time, and I surrendered my life to the Lord, and I've been proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom of God in many, many nations, including America, including Chicago.
Amen.
Yes. And we've seen amazing things throughout the years. But this March, last month, when we were in Ireland, something amazing happened. A lady that died during the conference, during the day, she was sitting in the pew.
So you traveled to Ireland this past March, and you were giving talks all over Ireland.
Yes.
Okay. And what town were you in when you had this encounter?
It's Knockbridge.
Okay. And so Knockbridge.
Knockbridge in Ireland. And this was a conference that was supposed to be in a hotel. And at the last time, it was changed to the parish, to the Catholic Church. And so there was a lady sitting there. Actually, she was part of the music ministry. And she died sitting on the pew. So I'm getting ready for my second talk. And the MC says, look, wait a second. There's something going on our left side. There is something. And I don't remember exactly what he said, but I told him I will go. And when I went, I saw this older lady just dead on the pew sitting there. And there were two ladies beside her, trying to get her pulse.
Okay, now can you describe for our listeners, was she responding to anyone?
No, she was not responding to anybody.
She wasn't speaking.
No, she was not speaking. She was not breathing. Her eyes looked like the eyes of a dead person. Her jaw had dropped. The color was horrible, like grayish.
Sure.
There was a nurse aide there that was trying to get her pulse in the neck and in her hand, and there was no pulse, and she was not responding. She had died. And so I sat in front of her, and what did I do? I did what Jesus tells us to do, raise the dead. Matthew 10:7-8, and as you go, proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand, heal the sick, cast out demons, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead.
Praise God.
So that's what I did. I took authority in the name of Jesus. And I said, you spirit of death, Loretta, I don't even remember the exact word, but I took authority. And I said, you spirit of death, you release her right now. You release her right now. You are bound in Jesus' name. And Holy Spirit, bring her back to life. Bring her back to life. We decree and declare she's back, back. She comes back. She's not dead. She comes back. Thank you for resurrection life, for resurrection power. And then, and we started to pray in the Spirit. And many people joined me, you know, praying in the Spirit. And I kept praying in English and then in the Spirit, back and forth, you know.
Now, can you tell our listeners, Maria, what is praying in the Spirit?
It's a prayer language that the Holy Spirit gives to you when you get baptized and empowered with the Holy Spirit. It's a unique prayer language that he gives to each one of us. So it's a very powerful prayer because Paul says when we do not know how to pray, and in our weakness, we just don't know how to pray any longer, we pray in the Spirit, and it's the Holy Spirit himself intervening, interceding for us. So after 10 minutes, that lady started to open her eyes.
Glory to God.
And she came back to life.
Praise God.
That's pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing. It's like gloriously amazing.
Yes. And I think this is a prophetic sign to the Catholic Church that there is new life here, that there is resurrection here already.
Amen.
Every dry bone coming back to life. I believe this is a prophetic sign. Number one, as I shared before, this was supposed to be in a hotel, but the Lord wanted this resurrection inside a Catholic church. This is a prophetic sign to the Catholic Church. Then, number two, also, the priest was not there because he had just gotten surgery, a bypass heart surgery. He was in the hospital. So there were no clergy there. It was only lay people.
Wow.
You know? The Lord is giving a message to the lay people, which is wake up. Wake up and start walking in the destiny to which you were created for. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
This, for me, this was just more than a physical resurrection. It is a prophetic sign for the church and for the lay people to get their act together. Amen?
Amen.
Together, because we are supposed to be walking like Jesus walked. Amen?
Amen.
He is our model. And a lot of people don't realize this. You know, some people read the Bible and they think, oh, how beautiful what Jesus did. Guess what? He's showing us what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen. Amen. And you know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
In John 14, verse 12, Jesus says, those who believe in me, the same works I have been doing, you will do, and even greater works. Well, Jesus resurrected. Remember, he resurrected Lazarus.
Yes.
John 3:11. He resurrected Jairus' daughter.
Yes.
Mark 5. He resurrected the son of that widow. Luke chapter 7. So Jesus resurrected the dead. In Acts chapter 9, we see Peter resurrecting Dorcas. In Acts chapter 20, we see Paul resurrecting a young man that fell
from the window,
a story floor in a building. He was overcome with sleep, and he fell and he died. And Paul went, resurrected him, and Paul went back to preach.
Amen. And here's another overlooked, and I'm always struck by it during Lent. But if you go to Matthew 27, verse 51, at Jesus's crucifixion, this was the reaction of the world. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And, you know, as you know, that temple was made of chain. So it wasn't like somebody just ripped a cloth curtain. That was made of linked chain. And the earth shook, and the rocks were split, and the tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And so can you imagine that after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many? That's what it says in the scriptures. And so this is not something that is an isolated case with just Jesus' resurrection, right?
No. We saw the apostles resurrecting the dead, and even in the Old Testament, the prophet Elijah raising the widow's son.
Yes.
And prophet Elisha raising the Shunammite's son. So we see resurrection even in the Old Testament, which, you know, we have a much better and much powerful covenant than they did, because we are in the covenant of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a covenant of grace. And so, you know, Loretta, I believe that because we're living in very dark times,
yes,
where there's such an increase of evil, because times are so dark and so evil that the Spirit of God is moving so powerfully. And he's just looking for people that will say yes and will co-labor with him, because the Holy Spirit is going to display the glory and the power of the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
And the glory and the power of the kingdom of God is more powerful than any evil. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And the Bible, where sin abounds,
grace abounds
even more.
Amen.
So, we just need to be ready to partner with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And when we come back from our first break, Maria, we're going to learn from you how we can partner more with Holy Spirit. I'm Loretta Frelick, and this is Winds of Change.
I know it's Winds of Change, but let's talk about adult entertainment for a good cause. On Saturday, April 22nd, you are invited to come out and play for St. Stan's annual casino fundraiser. There will be casino games, food, drinks, and great music. You have to be 21 and over. $50 to enter and play, and there is a cash bar. The dice roll at 7 p.m. Saturday, April 22nd. St. Stan's casino fundraiser will be held in St. Stan's Gym, located at 1255 North Noble Street, Chicago. For more information, visit ststandschurch.org. You are listening to
Mary Fiorito
and
Loretta Frelick
on Winds of Change. St. Stanislaus Koska Academy. St. Stan's is an exceptional private elementary school in Chicago, serving preschool, age 3 and 4, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grades. We incorporate Catholic values and rigorous academic, social-emotional learning, Chinese, Spanish, STEM, and more, providing our students with leadership and life skills to transform our world. St. Stanislaus Koska Academy is conveniently located one block north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. To schedule your tour, visit ststandschicago.org. ststandschicago.org.
Welcome back, listeners. We are talking to Maria Vadilla, and we are hearing about a supernatural encounter she experienced in Ireland, where a woman was raised from the dead. And we want to walk in that supernatural lifestyle, Maria, don't we?
Yes, this is what normal Christianity is supposed to look like. Amen?
Amen.
In Luke 24, verse 49, before Jesus ascended back to the Father, he told his disciples, "Do not leave Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high." So Jesus was telling them, okay, guys, you know me. I have discipled you. I have mentored you. I've taught you many things. But now there is one thing that you need. You need the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, Loretta, this is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And as you well now know, there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in 1967 on some Catholic students. And that was the birth of the Catholic charismatic renewal. Because God wants his Catholic people empowered with the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So when the Holy Spirit comes with power, he comes loaded with gifts of healing and miracles, and prophetic giftings and gifts of revelation. And so this is how we partner with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit endues us, you know, empowers us to carry on with the works of Jesus. Because in order to destroy the works of the devil, like sickness, confusion, fear, depression, and fill in the blanks, we need the power of the Holy Spirit. So we have to be sensitive to the Spirit and to be listening to the voice of God.
Amen.
In John 27, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." So we're supposed to be listening to the voice of God. Or some people have more like a seeing anointing. They see more than they hear. So the bottom line, we partner with the Holy Spirit. We have to be aligned with heaven, aligned with the kingdom, so that we can carry on with the works of Jesus. Because that's why we have the Holy Spirit, so that we can set the captive free, so that we can heal the brokenhearted, so that we can share the gospel with people, so that they can turn to the Lord and receive salvation. Anyways, we're living in amazing times, and we really need the Spirit of God. Now, when I was in Ireland, we saw three different people have their tumors dissolved.
Praise God.
Yeah, they were carrying tumors, and the tumors dissolved. There was one man that really touched my heart because he had been depressed for over 30 years, I think. Yeah, 32 years depressed, 15 years suicidal, and 22 years with a broken heart. And the Lord set him totally free. I'm telling you, his face totally changed.
Praise God. Praise God. Now, what do you say, Maria, to, you know, you hear these miracles and you say, oh, they're for somebody else. They're not for me.
No, if you are thinking like that, it's called stinking thinking. you are listening to the voice of the enemy, because the Lord has given us a full redemption, which includes healing. On that cross, he was dying for you. And he took every sickness, every disease, so that you could be healed. So by the wounds of Jesus, we are healed.
Praise God.
The big problem, Loretta, is that so many of God's people do not have a renewed mind because they don't read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the enemy's a liar and the father of all lies. And certainly he's not omniscient. He doesn't know everything. He doesn't know what we're thinking, but he definitely puts lies and negative thoughts into our minds. Amen?
Amen.
And if we do not know the truth, we're going to believe the lies of the enemy. So even psychologists in the world, mm-hmm. not even Christian psychologists, they say that human beings think what they think is 70% negative. Imagine.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So that should change if we start reading the Word of God.
Amen.
And we're filling our minds with truth. Amen?
Amen.
John 8:32, Jesus says, when you come to know the truth will set you free. In another conference in Ireland, the Lord gave me a word of knowledge. What is a word of knowledge? It's revelation. I heard his voice. And he gives you that revelation so that you can do something about it. So I heard the voice of the Lord telling me there's people in the conference that they hate themselves and they hate their lives.
Mm.
And I thought it would be like four or five people that would come up to the front because I invited them.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you came to this conference hating your life and hating yourself, this is not from God. This is from the enemy. Because God created you with a kingdom purpose and for wonderful things. So if that's you, come to the front. Oh, my goodness, the amount of people that came to the front. I lost count. I was so upset, you know, because I'm looking at these sons and daughters of God, mm-hmm. whom God created with a plan and a purpose. God created us for greatness, to be champions,
Amen.
To be world changers. And these sons and daughters, instead of believing what the Lord says in the Word of God, they were believing what the devil was telling them. So this is serious. You know what
I'm
saying?
It's very serious. When you believe the lie, you empower the liar.
And we are not people of the resurrection to empower the one who causes all this chaos, we and evil. We are the ones that believe Jesus. And so we believe his word and we go, just like he tells us.
Yes. And if we are alive at such a time as this, where there is so much evil, because we are living in the times of Isaiah 5:20, that when people call evil good and good evil, we are in those times right now.
Oh, there's a lot
of fasting, a lot of propaganda, a lot of lies, a lot of deception, a lot of confusion. People are totally confused. You know what? If you're alive now, it's because God wanted you alive now. So you know what? Ask yourself, what, God, why did you create me to be alive now? What am I supposed to be doing? What is my purpose in life? What is the plan for which you created me? Brothers and sisters, you're not an accident. You're not a mistake. You were created with a plan and a purpose by God himself. He created you in your mother's womb. And there is something that only you can release in this planet at such a time as this. So what I'm trying to say is we need to wake up.
Amen.
We need to wake up.
You know, Maria, we this weekend here in Chicago, we had an incredible school of identity with Encounter Ministries in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And there were so many beautiful young people. And you just, they were college age. You look at their beautiful faces. Their whole world is ahead of them. Their whole life, their transformation opportunities for the world. And yet they, the number one thing we prayed for with them, they are anxious about the future. And you can't be anxious about the future if you are going forward in Christ to save the world and bring everybody to Jesus. And I look at these beautiful people, these beautiful young people, and there were lots of beautiful older people, but these young people, they need to have such hope, and it is only Jesus that's going to give it to them.
I know. This is a fact. When God created you, he created you with a kingdom purpose, and he has given you all the provision that you need.
Amen.
To fulfill that plan and that purpose. There is no lack in the kingdom of God, and this is what a lot of people don't realize, you know? But look at what Psalm 33, verses 18 and 19 says. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. So even if famine comes, there's enough food for us.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
There is lack for God's people. Amen. No lack. Our economy is not based on the world's economy. Our economy is based on the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, you know, it's so interesting that you would say that because, you know, in my own life, I've got two family members that have some compromises, and I recall praying all during the pandemic, you will never lack, you will never lack, I will always provide, you'll never lack. And Maria, I never lacked.
Amen.
It was always there when I needed, when they were talking about the, you know, the mask shortages and the food shortages. There was never any lack in our household because our household belongs to the King.
Amen. And that's truth, you know?
Yes.
We need to believe the Word of God. We need to believe the Word of God. You know, if you're listening to the fake news all day long, you're going to go down in depression and despair and hopelessness.
Yes.
We got to be filled with the Word of God and with the Holy Spirit. And start trusting what God says in his word. I will not lack anything. You will not lack anything. He has provided for us everything that we need. Amen?
Amen.
You know, Loretta, I my marriage broke many years ago, and I remained behind with four kids. And I'm telling you, I never lacked anything, and my children never lacked anything. Why? Matthew 6:33. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Everything else will be added on. Amen.
Amen.
Everything else will be added on. We are about to. We are supposed to be about the Father's kingdom. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
That's number one. We seek the kingdom of God first. He's number one. And when we put him in the throne of our hearts and when we seek the kingdom first, everything will be added on. Everything. Everything that we need, from the smallest need to the greatest need. That's how it works.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, because he provides for his children. God the Father provides for his children. Jesus, we are the brother and sister of Jesus in a spiritual way. And he's not going to let the king is not going to let his daughter or son, Jesus is not going to let his brother or sister fail. And through that, we have, and through the love the Father has for the Son, we have the Holy Spirit who gives us every good gift.
Everything that we need is in place. And we just have to walk into it. Amen?
Amen.
We walk into it. He has already provided. He has already opened up the space, the path for us, for what we were created. All we need to do is to enter in. When they told me in Ireland, there's something wrong with that lady, whatever, right. And I heard that, I knew exactly what to do. Why? Because my mind is renewed with the Word of God. I feed from the Word daily, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I scriptures daily. And that's what we need to do so that we know the heart of God. You know, one of the early fathers of the church, St. Jerome, he said, ignorance of the scriptures is ignorance of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
If we do not know the Word of God, if we are not in the truth of the Word of God, we will create our own personal Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I do.
We're going to start believing things that are not in the Word of God. We're going to start thinking things that are not from God. So that's what we have. That's why we need to have our minds renewed.
Amen.
With the truth, Word of God. Yeah.
And when we come back from our next break, Maria, we're going to talk about the importance of renewing our minds, but how we can do it. I'm Loretta Fralick on Winds of Change on the new EWTN Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland, WSFI Catholic Radio on AM 750 WNDZ and on 88.5 FM WFSI.
I know it's Winds of Change, but let's talk about adult entertainment for a good cause. On Saturday, April 22nd, you are invited to come out and play for St. Stan's annual casino fundraiser. There will be casino games, food, drinks, and great music. You have to be 21 and over. $50 to enter and play, and there is a cash bar. The dice roll at 7 p.m., Saturday, April 22nd. St. Stan's casino fundraiser will be held in St. Stan's Gym, located at 1255 North Noble Street, Chicago. For more information, visit ststandschurch.org.
You are listening to
Mary Fiorito
and
Loretta Fralick
on Winds of Change.
The Daughters of St. Paul are consecrated religious women founded 100 years ago to promote the gospel using all means of communications. I'm Sister Teresa Alethea. Our founder, Blessed James Alberione, once said, "The motion picture has a psychological power over the human spirit because it takes hold of the whole person and strikes at all his faculties, physical and spiritual." Please join with us as we pray for those who are negatively affected by media. Heavenly Father, we pray in atonement for error and scandal spread throughout the world through the misuse of the media of social communication, and that media may be used to acknowledge and to make known that Jesus alone, the Word incarnate, is the perfect teacher who leads to eternal life. Amen. Waking up the world with social communication for 100 years, daughtersofstpaul.com.
Wow, that intro for the Daughters of St. Paul, that prayer that we just prayed, listeners, over the commercial break,
That really is important as we move into our next topic about renewal of the mind. And Maria, you were just this is like a new ad for us. And Maria, you were just talking about how it's so important that we not listen to the media. And here we have Sister saying a prayer for the renewal of the mind in a lot of ways. What is renewal of the mind?
Okay. To renew our mind is to clean it up of all the lies that we have been believing all our lives and fill it with the Word of God, with the truth of the Word of God, so that we can think like God thinks, so that we can have a kingdom mindset. And in Romans 12, verse 2, and this is one of the most important verses in the entire Bible. I mean, all of them are important, but this is crucial. Paul says in Romans 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. So Paul says, do not be conformed to the world. What is he talking about? He's not talking about the mountains and the rivers. He's talking about the world system, which is in opposition to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
To give you an example, the world thinks that abortion is okay. We don't think it's okay. We think it's an abomination. It's murdering babies. But the world thinks it's okay. So the world system has different values than the values of the kingdom of God. So in order for us to think like God thinks, we have to have our minds renewed with the Word of God, so that we can have a kingdom mindset, so that we can co-labor with the Holy Spirit. The devil is a liar, and he's the father of all lies, John 8:44. And he bullies us, and he deceives us. He tries. And he sends lies and lies and lies into our minds. And what happens is when we do not know the truth, we'll believe the lies. And we get into agreement with these lies, not knowing that they're coming from the pit of hell. We think, oh, it's me thinking this. So examples of lies that become strongholds, and I'll touch on that later. Examples of the lies that we think, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm unlovable, nobody cares for me, I don't deserve to be happy. You know, it's usually lies about yourself or about God. God doesn't love me. God doesn't answer my prayer. God doesn't care about me, blah, blah, blah. And so when we believe these lies, they become strongholds in our thinking, in our minds. And those strongholds are ruled by the devil, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what people don't understand is that when you are believing lies, you're giving the enemy an open door. You're giving the enemy an access into your life to come to steal, kill, and destroy. Because lies are darkness. And where there is darkness, there is the enemy. So in 2 Corinthians 10, Paul says, starting in verse 3, he says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. That's where the lies are. Your Bible might say strongholds, but imagine in your thinking now like a big, thick castle, the wall of a castle of a fortress, and there the enemy is protecting that lie with all of his power. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
He's protecting that lie. So Paul is saying, we need to tear down that stronghold. How do we do it? Not with human weapons, but with spiritual weapons, like the Word of God. In Jeremiah 23:29, the prophet says that the Word of God is a hammer. So we need to start hammering with the truth of the Word. Okay, in verse 5, Paul says, we are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. See, these are lies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. So every thought that does not align with the Word of God, we take it captive. We delete it, in other words, delete it, and then fill it with the truth. Put in that truth, substitute with the truth. So, you know, all my life, Loretta, I had heard a voice saying, you're not good in speaking in public. You cannot speak in public. You are shy and you are timid. So all my life, I believed that. And I agreed with that. And what happened when I met the Lord? The Lord said, I want you to give a teaching in the prayer group. And I said, no, Lord, you know that I'm shy and timid. I won't do it. But the second time that he asked me, I said, I'm going to do it because now I understand that I have the Holy Spirit and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
So giving you an example, listeners, I'm giving you an example. I got into agreement with that lie, and it was coming from the pit of hell. I went through the university and having panic attacks every time that I had to stand in front of a class and give a presentation. That's how I much I believed that lie. But when the Holy Spirit came into my life, when Jesus came and I was empowered with the Holy Spirit, I had to make a decision. I'm not going to believe this lie any longer. I can do whatever the Lord is asking me to do because of the Holy Spirit. And you know what, Loretta? One of the reasons that God created me was to proclaim the Word of God.
Amen.
And you know what? The enemy somehow knew a little bit of my destiny in Christ, and he started to attack me in that area ever since I was a child. So,
and truly, truly, listeners, if you have ever had the opportunity to hear a live speaking opportunity with Maria, it is not only filled with wisdom and knowledge, gifts of the Holy Spirit, it is filled with Scripture. It is holy and anointed. I mean, if you have not had the privilege, my suggestion would be that next time Maria is in your town, you come and hear her. But Maria, that same lie also went to your ability to write. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. All through, especially college and university, you can't write. You're not good at writing. You're not good at expressing yourself, blah, blah. And then the Lord said, I want you to write a book. See, this is amazing because somehow, even though the enemy is not omniscient, he doesn't know it all, somehow he has some degree of revelation mm-hmm. of your destiny in Christ, and he comes to attack those areas.
And Maria has written, what, 10 books now?
Yeah, 10.
The most current is Created to be a Champion, but my personal favorite is Break Open Your Wells. So all of Maria's books can be found on Queenship Publishing. And truly, if you are enjoying our guest today, which I'm sure all of you are, look Maria up. She's on YouTube, and many of her talks are there. And also, Queenship Publishing has all of her books, and you will be blessed. Maria, what else can we do to renew our minds? We're reading Scripture. What else can we do?
Well, pray your life to connect with Jesus, with the Lord every single day. And prayer is not just asking. It's talking to Him and listening. Amen? And
Amen.
Listening. And this is an area where all of us need to grow, you know, because we want to listen. We want to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Also, Loretta, mm-hmm. listen to testimonies of what the Lord has done. That's very powerful because it lifts up your faith. Amen.
Amen.
It lifts up your faith. So to have our minds renewed, the most important thing is to get into the Word of God and get the Word of God inside of you.
Amen.
So that we can be rooted in truth. Amen.
Amen.
A prayer life, getting filled with the Holy Spirit, listening to testimonies. That's very, very powerful because the Lord does it again when somebody proclaims a testimony of what the Lord has done. So,
and also, Maria, can you talk about You know, a lot of people don't think they can hear from God, but God does speak to each one of us. And God has a, you know, just a desire to have that intimate relationship with us. Can you talk to our listeners about how to hear God's voice? And I know it's a really big topic. It could be a whole school of how to hear God's voice. But just if somebody's saying, I hear Maria, I hear what she's saying, I want to renew my mind, and I want to believe I can hear God speak to me.
Okay, so in John 10:27, Jesus himself says, my sheep hear my voice. So how can we hear the voice of God? We have the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Have the Holy Spirit. He lives inside of us, and he releases the voice of God. Now, God speaks in many different ways. The most common way, through his word. Amen?
Amen.
Through his word. And many times you read a passage of scripture for the 20th time, and that 20th time, that word becomes so alive, and the Lord is speaking to you in a very tangible, in a very now way at that moment. So the most common way is the word of God. Then he can speak to you through in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
He can speak to you in a vision. He can speak to you through a sign on the road. But always, we pass whatever he has spoken to us, in whatever way he has spoken to us, we pass it through the filter of the word.
Amen.
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 It can be in opposition of the word. The Lord can speak to you through somebody else.
Right.
Yeah, the Lord can speak to you through the preaching of somebody. The Lord can speak to you through an angel, just like he did with Mary. Yes, angels are alive and active.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, I know all these people out there are going, a dream? I have to share, Maria, with our listeners. You know me, I love to worship. I love to sing songs of praise. It's my heart. And I have a large library of songs that I, you know, worship with on my iPod and, you know, in CDs and, you know, at gatherings. But I had a dream. And I had a dream, and in the dream there was this billboard, and it was huge. And we were flying to a conference, and then we were coming home, and there was this great big guy. He was bigger than everybody. And we saw this logo on the dream, and it was just the logo, and it was it was an M and a C, and this man took the paper of the billboard down, and I remember looking at him going, you can't get that on the plane. And then I woke up, and when I woke up, it was this logo that was staring me in the face, and I went to my computer, and I started to look for it, and sure enough, don't I find this to be the logo for Maverick City Music, one of the most anointed and blessed music groups that are out there that just really, it's their songs worship. Whatever they're singing, they are worshiping. And so, you know, you talk about the Lord talking to you in a dream. I mean, here in this dream, he gave me this gift of another level of worship. And so we need to pay attention to our dreams. We need to pay attention to how the Lord is speaking to us in the world. Otherwise, we miss it. And I don't know if you, Maria, are familiar with Maverick City Music or any of our listeners. They are so awesome. And so don't miss it because you don't think it's God. I never would have thought that was God. And yet here, it couldn't have been a bigger sign from him. No pun intended on the billboard.
Listen, when I had dreams of myself preaching in faraway lands, mm-hmm. where people did not look like me, I was different than them. And guess what? That has already happened. I'm getting ready to go back to Zimbabwe, to Africa. I don't look like the people there. But the Lord gave me dreams about me preaching to people that did not look like me. In other words, in faraway places. And it's already happening, but the Lord was giving me revelation. That was one way of listening to his voice through dreams.
Right. Now, Maria, I got to ask, did the woman that was raised from the dead, what was her reaction?
Well, I asked her what happened. I asked her right after she came back, okay? Right. I asked her, what happened to you? Do you remember anything? She says, I don't remember anything. I don't remember anything. The rescue came like 40 minutes later after she was totally alive.
Mm-hmm. Now, the rescue, you mean like the paramedics?
Yes, the paramedics came 40 minutes later, and they took her outside, and they checked her, and she came back in praising the Lord.
Glory to God.
All her vital signs were perfect. You know, everything was okay.
Praise God.
So it was truly amazing, but I haven't seen her since. But that day she said, I don't remember anything. Maybe she remembers something now. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure the next time you return to Ireland, you will hear. And people will be bringing stretchers to be brought in through the roof. But we're going to go to our last break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Maria Vadilla and upcoming events and prayer. And God bless you. This is Loretta Frelick, Winds of Change.
I know it's Winds of Change, but let's talk about adult entertainment for a good cause. On Saturday, April 22nd, you are invited to come out and play for St. Stan's annual casino fundraiser. There will be casino games, food, drinks, and great music. You have to be 21 and over. $50 to enter and play, and there is a cash bar. The dice roll at 7 p.m., Saturday, April 22nd. St. Stan's Casino Fundraiser will be held in St. Stan's Gym, located at 1255 North Noble Street, Chicago. For more information, visit ststanschurch.org.
You are listening to
Mary Fiorito
and
Loretta Frelick
on Winds of Change.
Here's some good news. We are pleased to announce that St. Stanislaus Koska is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in answer to our Blessed Mother's call to open the doors. The Blessed Sacrament will again be exposed all day, every day, except when masses or other services are being held. You are invited to come and pray anytime, day or night. For your safety, we ask that you practice social distancing and wear a mask. Hand sanitizer is available, and St. Stan's has increased cleaning and sanitizing of the church, and a security person will be on site. More information can be found at ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org. St. Stanislaus Koska is located 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
Welcome back, listeners. And as you know, John 11:40 tells us, did I not tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Well, we are hearing of the glory of God in the resurrected woman that Maria Vadilla prayed with. And so we just want to give God glory for that. And this is a new day. It is a new time. And the Holy Spirit is moving in power, not just in Asbury and spreading to our campuses, in colleges, all over the nation. But the Holy Spirit is at work in each one of us. And we thank you, Maria, for coming on the program today and sharing this resurrection power story.
Thank you. Loretta, one thing that I wanted to add,
yes,
in hearing the voice of God is that Jesus said in John 7:38, those who believe in me, out of their innermost being will flow rivers of living water. And he was referring to the Holy Spirit. The voice of God is there, right there.
Amen.
So if you have the Holy Spirit, you are equipped to hear his voice.
Amen. Yeah. And, you know, what's really exciting, Maria, do you have any upcoming events in the Midwest? I know you're going to be at Encounter Ministries up in Brighton, Michigan on May 5th. which is, you're going to do a transformation night up there and talk about some of the same things we've talked about here. But are you going to be anywhere like in Chicago in the next few months?
Not in Chicago, but we're having a School of the Holy Spirit in Boston.
Okay.
If anybody's interested, you can go to daysofglory.org.
Okay, daysofglory.org. And what happens at the School of the Holy Spirit?
Well, it's all about the Holy Spirit. It's learning how to hear His voice, how to prophesy, how to heal the sick, how to praise and worship, you know, how to create an atmosphere in your daily life where the Holy Spirit is free to move. Because, you know, the Spirit can be grieved inside of us by sin in our lives, even by the nasty words that come out of our mouth. So it's just giving you like a push forward so that you can walk in the Spirit like Jesus wants us to.
And who's going to be at Days of Glory?
Father Tom DiLorenzo, myself, and this lady that heals, Katie Sousa. She's a wonderful, powerful witness of the Lord.
Praise God. And yeah. I think people can also look forward to amazing worship while they're there, right?
Yes, also. Yes, yes.
What are the days of glory? What days are the days of glory? July?
Loretta, the calendar, it's in July. But people can log into www.daysofglory.org.
Terrific. Well, that would be a great way to renew your mind and become closer to the Lord and be able to move in the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And Maria, now I would like to ask you if you would pray for our listeners, pray for an outpouring, a greater outpouring for our listeners here in the Chicago area and surrounding listening.
Yes, Father God, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. You are such a good God. And we thank you for this amazing gift that you have given to us, the gift of the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Lord, we thank you for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that is already taking place. Release a hunger for you, God. Release a greater hunger for you, for your presence. Release a hunger for your word, Lord. And we thank you for a major outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The world needs to have an encounter with Jesus. There are many who are lost. The harvest is ready. The harvest is ready. And the workers are few. I ask you, Father, that you would start raising up laborers that would go into the harvest and bring people to your kingdom. And if you've never opened your heart to Jesus, just say these words, Lord Jesus, I turn to you with a repentant heart. Lord Jesus, I confess that I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. I ask you to forgive me. You are the Savior of the world. I renounce Satan, I renounce his lies, and I renounce sin. And now I confess with my mouth what I believe in my heart, that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. Thank you, Jesus. Come into my heart as my Lord and as my Savior. And fill me with your Holy Spirit like never before.
Amen. Well, listeners, we know that music means the end of just another incredible hour with our guest today, Maria Vadilla. Check out daysofglory.org for more of the School of the Holy Spirit and just Encounter Ministries to head over to the Transformation Night in Brighton that she will be conducting. And Maria, we just want to thank you. Thank you for your yes to Jesus and to coming on the show today. And we give you every good gift. Amen.
When the world makes no sense, do we search deep for truth or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see? Meaningless thought, the shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred, the time is now.